Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We're on Kuf Yud. We are on four lines from the bottom where it says Keita Takanasan. Today's share is sponsored is Le'il Nishmas, Lorne Le'il Nishmas, Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda, and Zev Ben Aaron Mordechai. Shalom Shalom Aleich. Okay, here's a story. We said yesterday that if a man is married to a Ketana and a Chareshes, who's an adult,
right,
what do you do? Then he dies. Then he dies? Yeah. Right, he dies. What does the brother do? Why? Since they're different level, they're different types of Durabanan, they're not the same Durabanan. What way are they different? Well, as the Gemara ended off saying, maybe he'd rather be with a Ketana because she'll grow up. What if he's a Chareshes, he'd rather be with that? A Chareshes is an adult. There's a Milad and a Chesaron to each of them. They're not the same. The marriage wasn't the same. So what do you do? The bia or the chalita of one can't pater the other. By the way, one more rule. A chareshes, you can't do chalita to.
Okay.
A ketana, you can't do chalita while she's a ketana. Okay. So that you can wait. Chareshes, you can never do chalita. Her whole life. It's just that option. What do you do? Says the Gemara, ketzad takanasan. What do you do? Says Rashi, Keita Takanasan, it's the last Rashi before the lines get wide. Diketana v'chareshes. A ketana and a chareshes. Halos, since the ein ha'achas poteres tsarasa, neither one will free the other one. Doing something to one won't free the other one. V'chareshes lav bas chalitahi. And not only that, a chareshes can't even get chalita. Right? The nifok tarvayu b'chalita, to free both of them with chalita, not an option. V'i miyabim la, v'cholat l'ketana kishetandil, let's say this, I'll marry the chareshes, and then the ketana I'll give a chalita to when she becomes a gedola. Also not an option. Why not? Mifzula kamaisa Allah, dekam lay below yivne. Because you will, by doing that, you will ruin the marriage you did to the Chareshes because of the violation of Lo Yibneh. Lo Yibneh means you only have to do one thing to all your brother's wives. You don't do Chalit to the one, Yibneh to another one. Only do one thing. Either Yibneh. So by marrying the Chareshes, how can you go now ahead and do Chalit on the other one?
Oh, you can't.
You can't do that. So what do you do? The Habiyah of the Chareshes. But the problem is, the bia with the chareshes, marrying the chareshes, lo dachya zika, doesn't push off the zika. Dinema, ein acharei klum. In which we could say, well, once you do yibam on one, I do yibam on one. There's another, regular girls, regular women, you do yibam on one, and then you go ahead and do chalit on the other one. So what was that? What was that? What was that? It was nothing. It was like nothing. Can a person marry a kohen? Yes! Why? Because it's nothing. So that's not the case over here. The Zika with the Ketana is still stronger than the marriage to the Chareshes. So you're stuck. Got all that? What do you do? So, Amar of Chista Amar Rav, Koneis HaChareshes, marry the Chareshes, Umotzia Beget, then divorce her, then the Ketana, and then the Ketana, Tamtin Ad Shetagdil, wait till she grows up, Vitachlot, and then give her a Chalitza. It's a crazy thing. There's no other options. Okay? No other options. Why can't you do it the reverse? Marry the Ketana, divorce the Ketana. Well, you can't give you can never give the Chalitza to the Chalitza. So you have no other options here. Marry her, divorce her, then wait till the Ketana grows up, and then give her Chalitza. How does that solve the problem of Lo Yivneh?
Yeah.
So Rashi says, how does it solve that problem? Right? Rav Chista is going to explain. Rav Chista, Shmamina, since Rav just said that, do it that way. Shmamina, you see from here that Kasava Rav holds Chareshes is kinuya umishuyeres. This is the whole daf. These five words. A chareshes is you acquire her, but there's leftover. Meaning, you don't really acquire her. You don't fully acquire her. By marrying her, you don't fully acquire her. There's a leftover something that you don't acquire. Why? Because she's a chareshes, and the whole thing is deravanan. Because she's not a bas das.
Okay.
She's not a bas das. So it's a marriage that leaves over something, which we'll see what that means. And a ketana is a little different. It's kinuya, the ain't no kinuya. It's a suffix.
Right.
It's a suffix. Since she's a ketana, it's a suffix. Kinuya, the ain't no kinuya. Chareshes is not like that. Chareshes is definitely a kinyan, but not 100%. A ketana is a suffix.
Oh,
says Rashi on the top line. What does that mean? Ketana, see the top line? Chareshes, kinuya, mitzas, ubishiyereth. Ketana, top line, top wide line. I'm sorry, top wide line in Rashi.
Oh.
Ketana, suffik kinuya kula, suffik eino kinuya klal. It's a suffik if it's 100%, or it's a suffik if it's zero. It's either zero or 100%. That's not the case by a chareshes. That's the case by a...
100%.
What?
Chareshes never 100%.
Who said? You just said it now. Where'd you get that from?
The
verse is 99%. Kinuyos umeshuyereth lekalanemar. To say that both of them are incomplete kinyonim, impossible. Why? The masnisin shemayinan le the imkain tiftar chada bebias chaverta. If they're the same, then the bia of or the chalitza of one would free the other one. If they're the same. So they can't be the same. Because that's what we said yesterday. Two ketanos. Remember? They're both darabonas, but they're both the same. Two chareshes. They're both darabonas, but they're both the same. So if they're both the same, whatever you do to one will free the other one. Here...
But we keep mixing up the ketanah and the chareshes together.
Correct. Because you married, because the guy was married to one of each.
I understand. But if you think about it, it's a completely different thing.
Correct.
There's an in on a ketanah. There is no in on a chareshes.
What do you mean in?
The Torah gives us a mechanism of marrying a ketanah.
Correct. Correct.
It doesn't do the same way, and it keeps going back.
But the marriage to the ketanah was a Durabana marriage, because the father's not alive.
It's a Durabana marriage based on getting through a Duraisa.
Correct. So it's a different kind of Durabana. That's
correct.
Exactly
that's
right.
Not the
that's how we started off. Not
the
same.
Going in the same.
So the Gemara says it's not. The Rashi says it's not the same. What is it? What is it? What is it? A ketanah is a suffix, and a chareshes is a kinyan, but not a full kinyan. That's what it is. That's what it is. Why? First of all, some Rashi says it can't be both. Both can't be the same. Because if they're both the same, there's no shaila. V'shtei and suffik, nami lekele meimar. You also can't say that they're both a suffik. Why? Midiktani seifa demasnisim. It says in the seifa, ba yavam ala katana. This is tomorrow. You did tomorrow's stuff?
No.
Oh. Ba yavam ala katana. Let's say he marries the katana. Let's say the brother does Yimah the Ketana, v'chadza u'ba l'chareshes. And then he goes ahead and does Chalit, and then he marries the Chareshes as well. Right? What is that? It's in a favor. Right? If the marriage to the Ketana is 100%, then what did he do? Did an aveira, ma'aseh znus. He's married to someone, they had a relationship over there with someone else. If, right? That's what it is. He's married to the Ketana, she was more excited. But that's not what the halacha is. The halacha is post elas haketana. By doing that, he can't stay married to the ketana. Why? Because it's a suffek if he was married to the ketana at all. So what did he do? He had yibum with two women. That's a problem. That's not just a fling. That's a big problem. However, the reverse case, ba'al chareshes. You do yibum on the chareshes. Then v'chazer ba'al ha-ketana. Then you go ahead and do yibum with the ketana. So now what should be the halacha? The halacha should be you passel the first marriage. Why? Because you married to two women. You can't do that. Right? V'chazer ba'al ha-ketana, passel the chareshes. You passel the chareshes. Exact same halacha. The ish stehen suffake, but if they're both a suffake, then kamaisa tesev gabe mimanavshach. The first one you should be with mimanavshach. If you marry the katana first, mimanavshach you should be with her. Why? Daha achrona lo pasla la aleha. Because the second one didn't ruin anything. Why? De'im shteyan kinuyoth. If they're both marriages, that means, if they're both valid marriages, right? So then, ve'ein acharona poseles harishona. De'ein achar bia klum. In other words, when you marry a woman, then you have an affair with someone else. Does that ruin your marriage to the woman? No. It does not. The only reason why it does here is because your marriage is shaky. So there's room for someone else to ruin it. In other words, a man was married to a katana and a man's married to two regular women. Two regular women. He dies. The brother comes along and does yibum with one. Then he has a fling with the other one. Does that ruin his marriage to the first one? Are they still married?
Yeah.
Yes. What'd he do? He's a bad guy. He had a fling with someone, he's a married woman, he's married to Leah, and he goes ahead and has a thing with Rachel, who happened to have been, they both were his brother's wives. Marrying one has no bearing on the other one. Why? Because the minute you marry one, you're married. You're Makai in the midst of Yibam. Now you had a fling with someone else? What is that? It's nus, exactly. It's all it is. Here, no. You marry the katana, then you go ahead with the chareshes, you ruin the marriage to the katana. Why? Because the marriage to the katana is not 100%.
Anyway.
And vice versa. You're married to the chareshes. Then you go ahead and have a fling with the katana. Again, you ruined the marriage to the chareshes. Why? Because it wasn't a full marriage. So to say, well, oh, it's just a fling. No, you can't say that. Because the whole marriage was not a good marriage. Now, 1 second. Let's say you do the katana first. You marry the katana first. Now, 1 second. It's a suffix now. Right? So let's say your brother was 100% married to the katana. You're now 100% married to the katana because we're saying it works. If you're 100% married, then the fling with the chareshes is nothing. Right? If the,
in terms of marital status.
In terms of marital status. It doesn't affect your marriage to this katana.
It's still snus.
It's 100%. But it doesn't affect the marriage. The mission is going to say it's postal the first marriage.
Right.
But if the katana marriage to the katana is 100% good,
right.
It's 100% good. So your brother was married to her, 100% good.
Right.
You now did even with her, 100% good. What happens to the other one? The chareshes comes along, have a fling with her. It's nothing. What does it affect the marriage?
Yeah, but
now let's say the marriage to the katana is nothing.
Okay.
The marriage to the katana is nothing. So your brother was married to her, it was not a marriage. Why? Because marriage to the katana is nothing.
Right.
You now go ahead and marry her.
So
still nothing. Now you right? Now what is the second marriage? What is the fling with the chareshes have anything to do with this?
He should be married to the chareshes.
No, it's just a fling.
But it's still a fling.
But if the chareshes is first, you don't say that. Because the chareshes is a different kind of marriage. It's not a suffix yes or no. It's a marriage, but not 100%. You see the difference? That's why I read this Rashi inside. It's the whole Gemara. It's the whole thing. The whole daf now is this difference.
So it's basically, in a nutshell, did the first husband have a ma'aseh bia with the katana or not?
Exactly.
He did? Done.
And did the first husband have a ma'aseh bia with the chareshes?
No.
So the answer is yes.
No, that doesn't make a difference.
But not 100%.
That doesn't make a difference.
No, it does. Why? Not 100%. Why? Because it's the Rabbanan. Now what happens now? They both fall to you and Yibam. So what do you do? What do you do now? They both fall to you and Yibam. What do you do?
Exactly.
So it says to Gemara, marry the chareshes. Then divorce her. Then do chalit on the katana when she grows up. Says Rav Chista, since Rav gave that option, it must be that a marriage to the chareshes is not 100%, and marriage to the katana is a suffix, yes or no.
Correct.
It must be that way. There's no other way it could be.
Correct.
Right? You hear what's going on? Let's read it again.
He's basically making a whole mess of this.
Correct.
Yeah,
but Shmamina, you see from here, Kasava Rav, I'm back to the second to bottom line on Amud Beis. Chareshes, Kinuya Umishuyaret. The Chareshes is married, but not 100%. And Kitana, Kinuya, the Eino Kinuya. And the Kitana is yes or no to Suffolk. The E Salkadaitach, Chareshes, Kinuya, the Eino Kinuya. You want to tell me it's all the way around? That the chareshes is half and half and half, and the katana is kinuya umishiyareth, and the katana is married but not 100%? Then chareshes, amai kone, so motzi a baget. Then why do you have to do that to the chareshes? Why do you have to marry her and then divorce her? Tesev gabe mimanavshach. Let you stay married to mimanavshach. If it's 100% marriage, that means your brother was 100% married to her. Now you do Yivam, you're 100% married to her. Right? V'ilav kinuyahi. And if it's not 100% marriage, then your brother was never married to her.
He was also not 100%.
But then she's not. Then there was no marriage. No Yibum. She's like a girl off the street. Ha nachris ba'almahi. She's mamish a girl off the street. So it has no bearing on the katana. You hear that?
Yeah.
It has no bearing on the katana. So they marry both of them.
It all makes total sense.
So it does make total sense.
Exactly. It makes no sense. But there's a problem. If that's the case, there's no zika to her at all.
Exactly.
That's
in another case, even if you marry a regular woman and a katana. Katana's the second wife.
Right.
And the guy dies.
Right.
So, there's no zika on the katana, that means.
Correct.
So it's nothing.
Correct.
Anyway.
Correct. So then we had that case. And what did the Gemara say? You must do Yim on the Gedola.
To knock out the katana.
Right. Here that doesn't work. Right?
And here it doesn't work.
So it says the only way you can do it is to marry the Chareshes, divorce her, and then do the... You can't do it the other way around.
Right.
Right?
How do you divorce her?
So that we're going to have tomorrow. The way, since you marry her, as I said, we had that yesterday. You marry her with. You marry her with Rumiza. You can divorce her with Rumiza, right? Since you can marry her with hinting, she got. So the Gemara, it's a whole thing. The Rabbanon, so you can divorce her that way too. That we're going to have it really tomorrow, right? Since you can marry her like that, you can divorce her like that. V'chi tema, if you want to tell me like this. Kitana, am I tam tenachetik lavatechlot? Why do you have to do chalitza? Tesev gaba, stay married to her. I kinuya he hakinui. Well, if the brother was married to her, then you're married to her. And I lav kinuya he nachris baalmahi. And if she's a nachris, then to you is a nachris. So 1 second. Im kain chareshes b'may tepek. Now, how's the chareshes getting out of this? Right? As Rashi says, halav b'chalitahi. She can't get chalitza. And you can't marry two wives because you're not allowed to do that. So it has to be the other way around. You hear all that? Amr of Sheshes. Hachinam mistabra. That actually makes a lot of sense. The commentaries of Chista Ali b'derav. Because Rav Chista gave the same answer for Rav in a different, similar thing. The Tanya, Shnei Achin, there were two brothers, Nesuan, Shtei Achayos, that were married to two sisters. And the word Yisomos doesn't have to be in there. Anyway, Kitana v'chareshes, it's not Yisomos, because one's a chareshes, she could be an adult.
Both of them are sisters?
No, yes, sisters, two sisters. One's a Kitana,
okay.
And one's a chareshes, right? Meis b'ayla shel Kitana, the husband of the Kitana died. Now what do you do now? You're married to two sisters. So a Kitana can't get chalitza, and a Kitana, you can't do Yibam, because you're not allowed to marry two sisters.
Right.
And you can't wait for her to grow up and then give her chalitza because you're not allowed to marry the sister of someone who you did chalitza to. So he can't stay married to the chareshes. So what do? Chareshes yotzes beget. You have to divorce your own wife. The katana tam tenachetik davetichlot. Then the katana wait till she grows up and then give her chalitza. Rashi says down a little further down where it says meis b'ayla shel katana chareshes yotzes beget. What does Rashi say? The zikas katana osarta olav. Because the zika you have with the katana asers your marriage to the chareshes. The chareshes kunuya umishireres, because the chareshes is only a little bit partially married. The katana shema kunuya lagamri. It could be it's 100% married. V'havile chareshes achos zikukaso. So the chareshes becomes the sister of someone who you have zika to, which you're not allowed to marry. You have no choice. You have to divorce her. Now, umeis b'ayla shel chareshes. What if the other husband died? The husband married to the chareshes died. Now, now she falls to him to who? To a man, a brother, who's married to this woman's sister, who's a katana. So what do we do? Same exact thing. Katana yotze beget. You have to divorce the katana. Why do you have to divorce the katana? Because the same exact reason. Because it's a zika.
Right.
the chareshes asuru la'olam. But you can never marry the chareshes. Why not? Says Rashi, chareshes asuru la'olam, lekonta, efshar. That you can't do. It's impossible. Why? Because shema katana kinuyihi. Maybe the marriage you had to the katana was 100% valid, and that will mean v'zu achos girushaso. She's a sister of someone you divorced. Vein is a kukulo. You can't marry such a person. V'afilu meisa katana. Even if the sister died, then you're allowed to marry two sisters if the first one dies. Even if she dies, achakach upoka iser achos isha, and that iser went away. Asur mishum eishes ach. It's still an iser of eishes ach. Ha'ol b'shas nefila nifter mimenu. But the minute the brother died, this was a problem. So that problem never went away. Chalitza EF should allow vassalism. You can't give chalitza because that's impossible. It's nothing you can do with her. V'yimbal achareshes. And if you did marry her, okay. Nasan laget v'hutra. You give her a get and she goes home. Okay? Now, this is very hard. If you hold that a chareshes is married but not 100% married, and katana kinuya the ena kinuya, and a katana is only either 100% yes or 100% no, right? The safek mishum hachi the chibal a chareshes nasal laget v'hutra. That's why it makes perfect sense. If you, after you were married to a katana, you then made a mistake and you married the chareshes, you made a mistake. You give her a get, and I understand. I understand why. Why? Because the whole marriage to the chareshes was only partial. So you give her a get. If you were married to the katana 100%, then this marriage never happened because you can't marry your brother's wife when you're married to the sister. Right? You can't marry two sisters. But if you were not married to your own wife, the katana, Shapir miyavi, then it was a good yibum. So now give her a get. Either the get is meaningless and she can still marry a kohen, right? Or the get was a get. But if you iliyamrit chareshes kinuya ve'ena kinuya. But one second, if you have it the other way around, that a chareshes is either yes or no, the ketana kinuya mishiyaris, and a ketana is only partially married. So one second, what was the case now? You're married to a ketana. A chareshes falls to you, the sister chareshes falls to you, and you make a mistake and you marry her. Now you give her a get. That's what we said. That's what we paskind. Give her a get. One second. Kibala chareshes amay nosen get v'hutra. Why are you giving her a get? The marriage to the katana was only partial. The marriage to the chareshes is either 50-50. Either yes or no. How are you giving her a get? It must be the other way around. Right? Havale bia psula. That's called a bia psula. Right? You married a bia psula. You married to two sisters. You don't give a get. It's an aver. It's a big mistake. You don't give a get. Gonna get. What are you doing with giving a get? I mean, get doesn't belong here. Bia psula, patra. Bia psula, you don't patra with a get.
It's just
pen's nose. It's a plain mistake. Right. It's obvious. It must be the other way around. Right? Because if it's this way, what are you giving a get for? Says the Gemara, well, could be Hamani from the Chemihi, Damar, Bia Psula, Pateres Michalitza. A Bia Psula is Pater from Chalitza, and then you have to, therefore what? Bia Psula, Pateres Michalitza. What does that mean? Bia Psula is Pateres Michalitza. And therefore you have to give a get. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. So the Gemara tried to prove it had to be this way, because if it's the other way, what are you giving a get for? No, maybe Rav Nachman held it's okay that even a get would work in such a case. So now the Gemara says, one second, Rav Nachman, aim a seifa. If it's Rav Nachman, what about the seifa? What's the seifa say? Mi shayinazu shtei yisomos katana v'chareshes. A guy's married to a katana and a chareshes, umeis, and he died. Now one man's married to both, right? One man's married to both. Boy, Yav Malakatana, the Yava married the Katana. V'chazar ubal achareshes. This was in Rashi. And then he goes ahead and has relations with the chareshes. Or Shaba achiv al chareshes, or another brother went to the chareshes, which is equally not allowed, right? Nes rushteim alav. They both become usher to the first brother. The first brother. Right? Reuven died. Shimon marries the Ketana. Then Shimon has relations with the Chareshes. Or Shimon marries the Ketana and Levi has relations with the Chareshes. Either way, Shimon can't marry the Ketana. Ketetakenasen, what do you do? What do you do? Chareshes yotze beget. The Chareshes get to get. The Ketana, tam de nachetakta v'tichlos. And the Ketana, you have to wait until she grows up and give a chalitza. One second. Iyamit bishlom ha-chareshes kunim mishareth. If you say that the Ketana Chareshes is partially married, Ketana kinuya v'ena kinuya, and the Ketana is either yes or no, v'rabbanon hi, and it's the Rabbanon, mishum hachi, tam de nachetakta v'tichlos. That's why you have to wait. Why? Dilma, kadim, uboil, chareshes bereisha. What if you marry the Chareshes first? Havyalei bia de katana bia psula. The bia with the katana is a bia psula. Ela I amrit from the chemyahi. But if you hold it from the chemya, bia psula patra. The bia psula doesn't need chalitza. So what do you have to give chalitza for? Ela shmamina rabbanani shmamina. You're right. It can't be Rab Nachman. Therefore, what the bottom line is, it must be what we said. That a Ketana is either 100% married or 100% not married, and a Chareshes is partially married. It has to be that way. I would say maybe Rav Nachman. No, it can't be Rav Nachman. Okay. Amar Rav Ashi, actually, Me Reisha Nami Shmamina Rabbanani. Even the Reisha will show you it's really the Rabbanan Shita. Why? Diktani, in Baala Chareshes, if you had relations with the Chareshes, after you married to the Ketana, Nasum Laget V'chutra. You give a get, and she goes off scot-free. And she has a happy life. V'lo katani, it doesn't say, imbol akatana, nasan laget v'hutra. It doesn't say, and what if you did it the reverse? What if you married to the Chareshes, and then you go ahead and have relations with the katana, you have to give her a get? Doesn't say that. Imishum, so therefore, it must be, again, we prove that I'm right. That's not true. Why? Chareshes, the less like katanta de teira, since the Chareshes has no option in a mutter way, katani de kanta de isura. We tell you what happens if you make it an aveira. Katana de isle de kanta de teira, but a katana does have an out, which is to wait. Lo katani de kanta de isura. We don't mention any aveiras by the katana. Okay. That was really hard.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Next Mishnah. Misha hayinasoy l'shtei yisomos ketanos umeis. We just did this Mishnah in the Gemara. So, yeah. Someone's married to two. The word yisomos should be taken out. If someone's married to two girls, right?
They're trying to tell you the father's not around.
What?
They're trying to tell you the father's not around. I guess.
It has to be yisomos.
Why keep saying yisomos?
It has to say yisomos because otherwise.
Oh, because they're sisters. Are they sisters?
No, how'd she end up as a
katana
ending up in the
right. I'm sorry, you're right. It stays in here, you're right. This the highlight that the only marriage is only the Rabbanan.
Exactly.
Right. Umeis, and then the guy dies. So Ba Yavmal Rishona, the brother does Yibam on the first wife, Uba Vachazo Bala Shnia. And then he goes ahead and does Yibam on the second wife. Oh, or Shiba Achavala Shnia, or another brother had come to the second wife. Lo pasal es harishona. It doesn't ruin the first wife. Why not? Says Rashi on top. Shari bias and shava. Because they're both the same. They're both ketanos. They're both the same. Right? V'i rishona kinuyihi herehi ishto. If marriages to a ketana work, then she's your wife. Right? The acharona bias nus. And the second one's just nus. V'i lav kinuyihi. And if it's not, if you can't marry a katana, then are shtei nachroyos etzlo, the two foreign women that you have, not married to your brother, because there's no such thing as a marriage to a katana. Shelo ha'isa kinuya la'achav, right? They were not married to your brother. U'mekayim es harishona shel nifso alav. One minute, what does he say over here? U'mekayim es harishona shel nifso alav. Yeah, you can stay married to the first one. Right, you can't marry both of them because it's a suffix. So maybe you're marrying two wives. So therefore, you can only marry one. The first one you can stay married to. That's all it says.
Well, you think otherwise.
Yeah, we didn't, because we never said this in the Mishnah before.
Because we didn't specifically
Right. We had it in the Gemara the whole past week.
This is marrying two sisters.
What?
This is marrying two sisters.
No, they're not sisters. No. They're not sisters. They're not sisters.
It's two different women that are both.
They're both katanos. So they're both, the point is, they're both the same. Uh-huh. Therefore, when you do marriage on one, it doesn't, and then you have a fling with the other one, it doesn't affect the marriage of the first one. V'chein beis charashos. Same thing with two cherishes. Same exact halacha. They're both the same. Now, katana de chareshes, that's a problem, right? Ba yav mal katana. First, you marry the katana. V'chazar ba la chareshes. Then you marry the chareshes. Oh, or shabo achav ala chareshes. Or another brother marries the chareshes. Puzzle of the katana. It does ruin the katana. Why? Right? Because a katana is either 100% yes or 100% no, and a chareshes is only partial. What if you marry the chareshes first? V'chazer ba la katana, and then you marry the katana. Oh, or shabo achav ala katana, or another brother comes to the katana. Pasal the chareshes. It also pasal the chareshes for the exact same reason, because it's not the same. Now, pikeach v'chareshes. Let's say you married to a regular girl, and also a chareshes, and then he dies. These two women fall in yibam. So ba yav ma la pikachas. If he marries the regular girl, the chazar ba la chareshes, and then he marries the chareshes, or b'shaba achav ala chareshes, or someone else, another brother, has a fling with the chareshes, lo pasal sach pikach. It doesn't affect your marriage to this girl. Why? Because you married the normal one. So you're 100% married. Now you had a fling with the second wife. It's a fling. Ba yavam ala chareshes. What if you have the chareshes first? Then uv chazar ba la pikachas. Then you go ahead and marry the regular wife. Oh, or shiva achav ala chareshes, or someone else has a fling with the regular wife. Then pasal zachareshes. That does ruin your marriage. Why? Because your marriage was very shaky. The zika to her was still there. So by having an affair with her, which is basically a yibum, it ruins the marriage you had to the first wife, which was only very shaky to begin with. Gedola uktana.
I don't understand. Somebody from Gretchen.
No, another brother. Another one of the brothers.
Another one of the brothers.
No. Right, because halacha is only one brother can do it, not two.
Somebody's.
No, it means another brother. Gedola uktana. Right, Mati? Gedola and a katana. Ba yav mala gedola. First marry the gedola. V'chazer ba la katana. Then you have a fling with the katana. Oh, shabba achav ala katana. Or someone else has a fling with the katana. Well, pasal sa gedola. It doesn't ruin your marriage with the gedola. Ba yav mala katana. If you marry the katana, then uba chazer ba la gedola, then you have a fling with the gedola, oh shabba achav ala gedola, or someone else has a fling with the gedola, pasal as la katana, you pasal the katana. Why? Because that marriage was very shaky to begin with. Rabbi Eleza Omer, no, malam the katana shetimayin bo. You tell the katana, do me a now. You do me and you'll save this, you'll save the aveira, right? Amar Rav Nama Rav, Amar Rav Nama Shmuel, sorry. Halacha Kirby Eliezer. We pass them like that. You tell the katana in that case to do miyur. V'chein Amar Belazer Halacha Kirby Elazer. Rabbi Elazer Amor was said Halacha is like Belazer the Tana.
And then where's that? Then you can stay with the gedola.
Right, because right. It was never married to the katana. It was miyur. Utsmicha, and I need you to tell me both. What both? We already had earlier in the Masechta that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazer. By what? When it was two sisters. Remember, one was a katana, one was a gedola. So which one goes first? So Rabbi Elazer there said also do me in. Right. Same thing. And what do we say? The halacha is like that. Right? So for tzmicha, I need you to tell me the halacha is like him twice. Di itmar baha, if I would have had this case over here, baha maisa, if I would have only had the case before with two sisters, baha, right here there's no sisters. Here there's no sisters. Right?
Yes, just a
gedola. It's just a gedola and a katana, not sisters. If I would have the case over there, b'hachkar mashmal lach gerba lazar. There, Rabbi Shmuel said to do miyun. Why? Mishum to come akayim, the law kayim mitzvah yibim. Because otherwise, you're not akayim the mitzvah yibim. If you don't do that, you're not going to be akayim the mitzvah yibim. Abelha, b'ha, but over here, the kayim mitzvah yibim. You're going to do yibim. It's just on the katana. Ema, maybe, tarvayo, lefku beget. If you get rid of them both with a get, what does it mean get rid of them both with a get? Right? And don't tell the katana to do yibum. Mian, I'm sorry. Vishman baha, and if I had this case, Mishum baha, mishum the gedola ram yikame, because I have a gedola here. Aval idach lo, but in the other case, there was a sister, so it was a bigger problem. Maybe we wouldn't have told him. Tricha, therefore, no, the halacha is like him there as well. Okay. Ready? Here we go. Yavam katan sheba al yavama kitana. Here you have a boy who's not bar mitzvah yet. And the kitana, the wife, is also not bas mitzvah yet. So what happens? He does yibum. He's a 10-year-old boy, and he does yibum on the 9-year-old brother's wife. Right? Gadlu ze im ze. You know what? Let them grow up together. Let them stay married, and they grow up together, and it all turn into daraisa when they all become adults. Ba'a yivama gedola. What about if she's a gedola, and he's a katana, and he's a cotton? Again, tikad lenu. Let him grow up. Now, whole new halacha. Hayivama sha'amru besoch shloshim yom. If a yivama says within 30 days, lo nivalti, we didn't consummate the marriage here. I think that's what this means. Right? Lo nivalti, we didn't consummate the marriage. I'm with him already 3 weeks. Nothing's doing here. Kofin oso shiach lotzla. Then we force him to give it to chalita. In other words, we believe her. We believe her right away. La'achar shloshim yom, after 30 days, now she wakes up. Where was she? Right, the guy's nervous. Okay, give a few. After 30 days, she wakes up. Then mevakshi.
What was the shloshim yom? The first day she comes along and says.
So it's not the first day. So you give 30 days. You give 30 days.
I'm saying so and then.
But it's a 6 months. So we, you know, we've been married for 6 months, and you never consummated the marriage.
The difference is one day.
Right. We have to be a cutoff. Everything's like that in halacha.
Exactly.
Right? So what happens? 6 months later, she wakes up. Oh, you know, he never come. Now you're coming? Where were you? So where were you for 6 months?
No.
Now you show up. So, mevakshin haymenu shiachotzol. You ask him to do chalitza. You don't require it. Because we're an unbeliever 100%. Ubizman shehu modeh, but if he admits it, then I feel achar shnei masachodesh, kofon asa shiachotzol. Then yeah, even after a year, they'll force him to give her chalitza. Then they consummate the marriage. Hanoderes hana miyavama b'chaye baila. Let's say the husband's dying. And he's dying, and there's only one brother, and she hates him. She says, I make a neder, I will never have enough from that man. The husband's still alive. Then what happens? The husband dies. Kofin oso shiach lotzla. You force him to do chalitza, because it's a neder. And the husband couldn't undo the neder, because it had nothing to do with him. The husband can only undo a neder, it has to do with him. She says, I'm not going to cook for you. They can undo that neder. She says, I'm not going to eat blueberries. What does that do with him? Right. So she says, I'm not going to marry that guy. What does that do with him? Right? La'achar shemisas baila. After the husband died, then she made that neder. Mivakshin haymenu shiachotza. We only ask him to do it. Why? We can't force him. Why? Because the zika happened now. There's a zika here. Right? There's a zika.
Right.
How can she make a neder to undo a zika? She can't. But she hates his guts. So we ask him, would you mind doing chalitza? V'im niskav no lakach. But if, what does it mean? Im niskav no lakach. What? Then afilu b'chaye baila mevakshin haymenu shiach lotzla. Im niskav no lakach. What? She wanted to answer herself a yibum. I think the Gemara is going
to
say.
Avoid yibum.
She wanted to avoid yibum. I think the Gemara is going to say. That the difference was, I think that the Gemara is going to change it to say when she the first case was when she made a neder to Yavama, she made a neder to all men. I'm never marrying another man again. I'm never getting remarried.
One general statement, one specific.
Right. So it's a general statement. You force him. It's a specific just to him. So I'm not sure what the difference is. Maybe we'll flush that out in the Gemara. Now, Leinu Masnis and Deloki Reb Meir. Let's say the Mishnah is not like Reb Meir. The Tanya, because we learned, Katan u'Katana, lo Chaltzin v'lo Me'adim, Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir said a Katan and a Katana can't do Chalitza or Yibum. So how is a 9-year-old, 10-year-old boy doing Yibum? No, so Gemara says, no, I feel to him a Reb Meir. Now Reb Meir could even be Reb Meir. Ki kam Reb Meir, b'gadola, l'katan, l'gadola. When did Reb Meir say you can't do it? When one's a gadola, one's a Katan. But the Chad Minayu b'ya di suru. One of them's an adult. But if they're both katana, it's okay. So that's what he's talking about. Hakatani ba'al yivam gadol, take a letter. But the Mishnah's the second case was, she's an adult.
That's
right. Right? Amr v'china chaza? No, no, ba shiny. No, no. If they did it already, it's different. They shouldn't have done that. But busy of it, we're not going to make it get divorced. So what are you talking about? V'chal get that letter, ka'amar. But it says they stay together. Meaning, they call bi'o bi'a dasuri. Every bi'a is also. What's going on here? Ella, machvarta, masis, and the loker of mayor. The Mishnah can't be your mayor. Right? The Mishnah can't be your mayor. Another minute. Kari Khan, Lachim Achiv Shame, Fahalai Bar Hachihu. But the Torah says the whole reason for Yibum is to be making the shame of your brother, and he can't do that. He can't have children. He's too young. So, Amar Kra, Yivam Yavam will have called who? Any Yavam is good enough. Any Yavam is good enough. Rava Amar, no, Balav Hachinam Lamata Samarta. Miyaka Midi Dahashta Asura Le Ulabasa Shaita Sharia? Such a thing? Now it's also in tomorrow, it's Mutter. Today it's also in tomorrow, he's in Bar Mitzvah, now it's all of a sudden Mutter. No such thing like that. Call Yivama She'ani Kar B'Shas Nefila Yavov Yavov Lea Harak Yeshet Chach Sheishal Ban Vasura. If you can't do Yibum at the moment of death, you can't do Yibum later.
So you don't wait till he grows.
So no. So if he has to be able to do Yibum now.
Absolutely.
This is a case where it's going to happen.
Right. Okay. That's the answer. Ve'ema Hachanami. Maybe it's Taka true. Maybe it's Taka true. He can't do Yibum now, so he can never do Yibum. So Amar of Kra Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtev Afilu Ben Yom Echad. Even if they're together one day, it's good. So what do you mean he can't do Yibum now? He can. The answer is he can. All right. So we'll stop here.